Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown, a brand new supernatural audio horror series. Episode 2, A Slice of Normality, originally released on Patreon on May 12th, 2023.
A slice of normality. Something happy. Something to look forward to.
Wait, so you've only been living here a few months?
That's right.
I hadn't realised. And what do you make of our quaint little town?
It's nice.
Nice? Well, I guess that's better than fine, or okay.
Or shit.
Or shit, yeah. Seriously though, how are you finding it? I know the rural north isn't always everyone's cup of tea.
Are you trying to diagnose me, Doctor?
Just because I'm a GP doesn't mean I'm constantly out to fix people, thank you very much. And at any rate, after two glasses of wine, I'm most certainly off duty.
I'm only pulling your leg, Paul.
I know, Em. But honestly?
Honestly? For the first few weeks, it felt great. Clean air, the people seemed good. Warm. But then...
the attack.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No. It's all right. I'm still here, right? It's just I have a lot to come to terms with right now.
Still, I shouldn't have pushed. I can't imagine how hard all of that must have been for you. Trying to start a new life after him, and then that happens. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. Emily, you're not alone. Not if you don't want to be.
He takes my hand and I feel good. Close. This is what everyone craves, right? Support, safety, knowing that no matter what, someone will have your back. I'm sitting there, looking at this face, this kind soul, who after just a few dates makes me almost feel like I can start considering putting things down. Letting the past go.
Hey. Are you alright?
And then, like a cheap magic trick, the illusion is gone. I think I need to use the restroom. And the panic, the terror, starts to sink in.
Okay. Just shout if I can help.
Something is very wrong. My heart. My head. There's no full moon. It's the middle of the day. It can't be. I'm okay. It's just a panic attack. Sweating. Heart racing. Dizziness. Tingling skin. But no moon. It's all right. I'm safe. I'm safe. Out of everything I've been through, at least I could trust in my own body. Thing taken that away from me as well. And now, in full sight of myself, I can see it all. The tingling turns to fire. My sweat-soaked skin, already unable to help cool the burning. And then my mouth, my teeth, feel almost numb. I open my lips just in time to watch sharp fangs push their way through.
No, 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 no.
The white hot fire becomes too much. My dress, already tight against my skin, starts to give way. I try and find some sort of desperate relief, tearing it off. Beading, burning skin darkens. As I look closer, I can see why. Dark hair starts to push through. My shoulders, my arms, my chest, and then my vice-like grip on the sink is interrupted by the sensation of splitting nails. Claws, huge claws tearing through the ends of my fingers. My hands bulge and grow. Skin on my palms thickening and darkening. Those people outside. The lock. I have to lock the door. It's too late. My ribs separate. My torso and spine lengthen. And my feet burst through my shoes. And all I can think, all I can pray for is, don't come in. Please. Don't come in.
Please! No!
Emily?
Maybe someone will be armed. Maybe they'll have a gun.
Emily? Emily, are you alright? What's going on in there?
And here it is. Here she is. My captor. My torturer. My own personal hell incarnate.
Emily! What the f-
Please, please, forgive me. Forgive me.
Oh my God.
There's no escape from it. Piece by piece. is taking little bits away from me at a time. I'm not even safe in my own dreams. Oh God. How do I escape this? Escape her? How do I even think of being around people?
Hey, it's just me again. Look, maybe I should just lay this down on the table, yeah? All the cards, or whatever, I don't play poker. Anyway. Look, I really like you, Em. Just call me, yeah? I know it's been a few weeks, but I'm still here. So, yeah, call me. At least let me know you're okay.
I want to. But how? How can I? Knowing the only way I can protect you is by leaving you behind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.